Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Thursday. We're one step closer to the weekend. We're talking green and gold because that's what we do here on Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide. Good to see so many people already in the comment section mixing it up, including Dale. Good day from London. Good day from New York, sir. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining us on Facebook and everybody on the YouTube channel. Good to see everybody there. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Pogs, good morning. New York Cheesehead is here. Of course he is. Come on now. Good morning from California. James getting up early, joining us on Facebook. Thanks, James. Thanks for making time out of your day so early. I had a rough time getting out of bed this morning, and I didn't tie one on last night. I was just like, you know, so comfy in my bed and cozy. It's one of those mornings. But here I am. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and let me tell you, the mock drafts have arrived, people. I know they are part of the entire firmament that is the run-up to the draft. They are ubiquitous. We cannot escape them. But holy cow, people are already on their third and fourth mock drafts. Like, single individuals or entities are on mock draft number three already. Oh, baby. And look, I understand, like, lots of people love them and read them, and that's why people do them. And they are a great conversation starter, great fodder for a back and forth about draft needs and what teams will go after in the draft or target, etc. But man, the overabundance of them. It's that time of year, and it always hits me. It always hits me. After the Super Bowl, you're turning that page. You know it's time to get ready for the combine. You've had a couple of the All-Star games, you know, Shrine Game, Senior Bowl, etc. But now the mock drafts are just all over the place. And we haven't even gotten to the combine yet, where these guys get their official, you know, the measurements and the weights and the heights and all that stuff and the 40 times. And then it just ramps up to another ridiculous level. But I know, like I said, people absolutely fucking love it. Cannot get enough of it. And in that spirit, let me remind you all that the Cheesehead TV mock draft, the draft guide is coming out in 3-4 weeks, something like that. Al is already hard at work rallying the troops. We've got content being created. It's going to be a lot of fun. For those of you who are not familiar, the Cheesehead TV draft guide, been doing it now for about 12 years, I want to say. Which sounds crazy when you say it out loud, but it is the only piece of content out there on the market when it comes to the NFL draft that is specifically tailored to the Green Bay Packers. It is nothing but Packers. It is all Packers, hundreds of pages, just Packers and the NFL draft. And there are tons of draft guides out there that are very well put together and excellent work by all involved. But if you're a Packers fan, you have to get the Cheesehead TV draft guide. It's a rule. I don't make them up. Yeah, I kind of do. But anyway, lots of people chiming in on some super chats. Let's get to them. David, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Can we all agree that another's romantic life is the most important topic and should be talked about ad nauseum? David, I know what you're referring to. And you'll notice there has been no mention of it in this space nor anywhere else on Cheesehead TV, much like we have done for our entire existence. The personal life of pretty much anybody involved with the Green Bay Packers is not of interest to us. We're very much interested in what happens on the football field. But all that other stuff, I simply don't care. Fred, thanks for the super chat. No, just no. I don't know what that's in reference to, Fred, but I'm going to imagine it's about mock drafts. But no, just no. Jeff, thank you for the super chat. Personally, I think best player available in the first round is the best way to go. Reaching for need is often unproductive. It can be. Sometimes you hit on a guy. It does happen. It's not to say it's impossible. But I always kind of think back to the year that the Packers took Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. You know, I believe it was the Jets took Adams. And that was kind of like the talk, right? The Packers desperately needed a safety. And the one people were wondering, would they take a safety in the first round? Would it be Adams or would it be Ha-Ha? They ended up taking Ha-Ha because it was a great need at the time. And Ha-Ha was productive throughout much of his tenure in Green Bay, but was he truly the best player available? or was need driving that? And that's why, you know, people, when you talk to people in personnel, they, a lot of times it's like, yeah, best player available at a position of need is usually how it gets kind of broken down, right? But, you know, there's no one tried and true way. Lots of people approach it differently. And best player available is easy to say. Then, of course, you have to figure out or come to a consensus of who that best player is. And that's why Brian has so many people working with him. Ron, thanks for the super sticker. Appreciate it, man. Too old for this, thanks to the super chat. Mock drafts are about as accurate as stormtroopers. That's good. Well done. I like it. I like it. Do you believe Aaron comes back? Colby, all signs are pointing that way. I still think there's a chance he gets traded, though. I believe Matt and Mark, you know, they've said publicly, very much so, they want him back. The contract stuff that was leaked last weekend about the Packers putting together a contract offer, I believe that. But I also think there's still a chance that he gets traded. Hopefully we'll know here in the next couple weeks, because I can't do this much longer. In Goot we trust. I like that attitude. I'm down with Gutekunst. I think he's good at his job. Is he infallible? Of course not. But I think he's doing a pretty damn good job so far. Afternoon, Nags Rick. Where are you? Pack Nation, Stockholm, Sweden is drinking gin and tonic and buzzed up. I am dreaming of that King's Ransom. Rick, well, I'm having coffee myself, but I'm glad Sweden's kicking it. That's the kind of the carrot, right? The dangle is the haul that you would presumably get back if you were to trade Aaron Rodgers. We'll see. I think it's got to be multiple first round picks and probably one or two more picks past that if the Packers were even to entertain it. And I don't even know if that they would, but we'll see. Serious talk. If he comes back, do you actually get a dog? Oh, Andrew, it is on. If he comes back, I have no choice but to get the dog. Are you kidding me? My girls, they have been, I think Olive has subscribed to like every Packers news outlet online, because anytime there's a mention of Aaron Rodgers, I get a message from Olive either on Instagram, Twitter, or via text. All forms of communication are open. And she sends me the headline like, oh, better start looking at dog websites. So, yeah, it's if he comes back, it is definitely on. Going to have to get myself some Johnny Blood up in this piece. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Good morning, Nags. Oh, the haters of OBJ, of QB, Jordan Love, have also gone off the rails. I agree with Andrew Brandt that he will play for the Packers as a first-round draft pick. Seems the winds are shifting Pappy's fund. I mean, I don't know if there are wins. There's just what we, you know, are given as statements or reports on the outside. I don't think much has changed inside the building. I think they've probably known all along what they want to do, you know? So I don't know. As far as like the haters of Jordan Love, I was thinking about that this morning. Like, it's so weird to me, like having gone through a transition of like this significance before, between, you know, going from Favre to Rodgers. It was right before Twitter, right? So this idea of instantly kind of reacting to everything real time with thousands of other people just didn't exist then. You know, like, yes, we had chat rooms and we had, you know, comment sections and what have you. Reddit was a thing. And like, so that was somewhat immediate. But just the way it is so kind of in the bloodstream now, I cannot tell you how little I am looking forward to if Aaron Rodgers were to end up being traded. Say he goes to the Broncos, right? And with Hackett. So he's running an offense that's familiar, blah, 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 blah. And he has success, which, of course, I do not doubt for a moment that he would. And Jordan Love struggles his first year. I will never forget how awful the Favre fans were when he went to the Jets and was, you know, playing well. People forget that because he got hurt and their season kind of went down the toilet after that. But prior to his getting hurt, he was playing well for the Jets. And so then it kind of doubled when he went to the Vikings. And the Favre fans were just merciless about, like, oh, you know, so stupid to trade him away, blah, made the wrong choice. You know, the Packers ended up going winning six games Aaron's first year as a starter. I can't imagine that we're going to have to sit through a fucking, like, year to 2 years of Rodgers stands being insufferable when he goes out and plays well, because he undoubtedly will, you know. And then Jordan Love will undoubtedly struggle, and it'll just be fucking 2 years worth of tweets of people just being complete idiots, you know, which, by the way, ultimately means absolutely nothing. You know, two quarterbacks in completely different scenarios, two different points in their career. Of course, they're both of those things are going to happen. But, you know, every incomplete pass, every interception, every bad game will be a referendum. I'm just not looking forward to that if we get down that road. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Please give me a time machine to skip this drama. Seriously. Man, we all need a DeLorean at this point. The Packers front office going to ludicrous speed. Bernie, that's good. Pac-Dat, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Packers are Super Bowl champs. Thanks to Matt LaFleur taking your advice and running the ball. This leads to NFL rushing records being broken. He gifts you a dinner with five Packers, past or present. Who are they? Wow. This is a fantastical scenario. I like it. Five Packers, past or present. Well, I got to have Tom Crabtree there. Is this like, if we're going complete fantasy here, can I go back in time, like the dudes who aren't with us anymore? Because I definitely got to have Bart Starr there. Who else? I got Bakhtiari with me, so that's three. So I got Starr, Crabtree, Bakhtiari, Nick Barnett, and who else? Man, I don't know. Probably, I want to say Jerry Kramer, but maybe Dave Robinson. One of those guys. I don't know, man. That's a tough one. That's a really tough one. That's an amazing question, by the way. Riley, thanks for the super chat. If Rodgers stays and Love is traded, do the Packers draft another QB in the first round? Let's do it all over again. That would be incredible, actually. I would love that. That'd be incredible. Although, who are you going to get at 28 in a poor quarterback draft class? I mean, I say poor. Like, I know that's the consensus, but you never know. There could be an all-time great in this draft class. You never know. But that would be brilliant. And actually, you know what? It makes sense. You know, this time we mean it. This time we're really finding the successor. That'd be great. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. If the Packers end up trading Aaron, would they extend then trade him, or just trade him and leave it up to his new team? Would either way better help the cap situation? Yeah, there's all sorts of implications here. Most likely, yes, they would agree to a trade and he would agree to a new contract with his new team. Most likely. The cap ramifications for the Packers, there will be dead money. There's no question about it, but it will help cap-wise. It would open a significant hole in the salary cap, which they obviously desperately need, sitting as they are nearly $50 million over the cap as we're speaking. But yes, he would most likely he would agree to a contract extension with whoever he's going to be traded to. Quinn, thanks for the super chat. Do something, Rodgers. We are all getting annoyed. I hear you. But man, look, this is nothing compared to Favrewatch. So I get it's annoying. I get it's frustrating. We all just want some closure here or just to know what the hell is going on. But man, I'll allow this man his space. If this is what he needs, I'll give it to him because by his own admission, he has said he doesn't want to draw it out and he does want to get it done in time for the Packers to be able to make whatever moves they need to make when it comes to building their own roster, which the first big domino, as we all know, is the franchise tag. Deadline February 28th, I believe. So that's, if you've got to circle a date on the calendar, that's when you should expect the news to happen by. Maybe next week. We'll see. But I'll take this over having this shit stretched throughout the summer. you know, like we did last year. My God, please, Jesus, help me. Too old for this. Thanks again. If we give 17 the Debo treatment, we finally run the ball. We feed Tay. Win, win, win. Yeah, but Devontae ain't that kind of player. He's not a power dude out of the backfield. He's an artiste down the field, release off the line. Amazing route runner. That's who it is. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. Any word on if we have a chance for the Munich game? Nothing yet, Arthur. Is there a chance? 100% there's a chance, but there has been no indication yet as to who they're looking to send over there for this year. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Okay, here's another. Tom Brady went 10 years between Super Bowls. Can Aaron Rodgers get back to the big dance? And can we win one more of those? Okay, puppy fund. Yeah, he absolutely can. Remember, though, Tom did it in the confines of the same program and the same system. You know, Aaron Rodgers wanted his old coach fired, got that, wanted to run a new offense, got that, and we're still sitting here with the same results, butting their heads up against a wall. You know? Tom, yes, went 10 years between Super Bowl championships, but he never wanted to get Bill Belichick fired. Now, he won a couple more Super Bowls and then was like the whole situation got untenable. That is very, very true. And then he left and obviously won the Super Bowl down in Tampa. But they're just very different situations, very different relationships between not only the coach, but the franchise and the quarterback. The Packers have tried to do everything in their power to get back to a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And for whatever reason, it is not working. It is no, did no get an agenda. What's that from? Anybody? Rams saying they running it back. Oh, that's adorable. I absolutely loved, what's his name? Sneed wearing the t-shirt to the celebration yesterday. Fuck them picks. That was perfect. I mean, because that's the thing. Everyone talking about always trading away all these picks. Oh my God, they're screwed. Blah, blah, blah. Don't matter if you win the championship, man. He gets bragging rights for the rest of his life. He won a Super Bowl. Did it, doing it his way. I love that. That's great. Will I be going to the scouting combine this year, Alex? I most certainly will. Flights are booked. Hotel is booked. I'm thinking I'll probably, I was talking to Corey about this. If there are enough people, if there's enough interest, I might just do some kind of tweet up / get together for Packers fans while I'm there. Because why not? I'm going to be there Tuesday through Friday. That's the first week of March. So I don't know. Let me know if you guys want to hang out in Indianapolis the week of the combine. Let's find a bar and shoot the shit. Alex, thanks for the super chat. By the way, how do I block tweets about 12's personal life? That's hard. That's a hard one. You go to the mute function, and you can mute phrases. So you could do Rogers, fiance, ring, and then put them all in one phrase and put them in there. A Rogers ring or something like that. But it's hard to just block just one. Michael, thanks for the super chat. As great as Adams is, our wide receiver group overall isn't close to what it used to be in the early 2010s. I miss having so many great weapons. Huge reason why Aaron became what he is. How do we get back to that? Well, you know, this opens a whole kind of can of worms. We were talking about this on the Patreon happy hour last night. How do we get back to that? They have to prioritize it when they're building their team, obviously. They have to draft at that position this year without question, given where the state of that room is at the moment. But, you know, it's so funny that everybody longs for those days. You remember that Sports Illustrated cover, right? With all those wide receivers and Jermichael's on there, and everyone's like, oh, those were the days. But remember how terrible their defenses were? You know? And if you believe Brady Papinga, who said that when Ted released him, he was talking about how they didn't care about the defense. They wanted to give Aaron all the weapons because Aaron was just going to, like, torch the league, and their offense was just going to be unstoppable. And it kind of was in 2011. You know, but that emphasis of providing all those weapons for Aaron meant that their defense suffered. So, and I'm not saying that you have to go to that extreme, you know, of course not. You have to build a complete team. I do think they need to improve in the wide receiver room. I do think there are better ways to help your quarterback, though. A strong running game, and B, a stout defense. Well, we saw this, the makings of a stout defense in the playoffs there. They need to commit to their running game a little bit more to take pressure off their quarterback and ask him not to do everything. He doesn't have to be Superman. That is supposed to be the beauty of this system. So it doesn't, you know, you don't need 100 wide receivers. I mean, look at the Rams, for God's sakes. They just went on a 15-play drive to win the Super Bowl with one dude, Cooper Kupp. Sound familiar? You know, there's lots of different ways to win in the NFL. And yes, Aaron has been in the past when he was a much younger man and a much different quarterback, could make magic happen with all these great wide receivers and all these guys split out. But it ain't that league anymore, and he's not that quarterback anymore. Now, would another super talented wide receiver across from Davante Adams make a difference? Of course it would. No doubt about it. That's why I pushed for OBJ to be signed, because he is a special blue chip player. But those guys don't just fall out of the sky. You know, that's why it was such a special moment to try and go get him. Other than that, they'll continue what they've been doing. They will use the draft. They will be judicious in free agency, but they're not going to break the bank or break their roster just to get more wide receivers for Aaron. That's what bad teams do. Dawson, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags. The Clash or the Damned? Ooh, oh, God, that's a good question. I'll give me the Clash, but I love the Damned. That is great, great. John, thanks for the super chat. I'm from Indy. Count me in. Boom, we're on. John and I, we're having beers. Blair Keel or Anthony Dilwig? Oh, Mike, why are you doing this to me in the morning? Cooper Kupp's game reminds me of Jordy Nelson for some reason. I don't know, Krista. I think they're pretty dissimilar myself. I think he's got the body control that Jordy had. There's no doubt about that. But I don't know. I found Jordy was much more of a perimeter guy, whereas Cooper can go all over the formation. And that's, you know, I know they ran Jordy out of the slot at times, but you know, I think Cooper's actually a little bit more dynamic. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. With all this talk about going back to the 70s and 80s, can we at least get the music to go with it? I like it. I like where your head's at. Disco and new wave for everybody. I'm down with it. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday. Chris gets the last super chat right under the wire. I've significantly noticed the shift towards the league, leaning on the run game more. It's a breath of fresh air, honestly, looking at teams like Indy. Yeah, I think everything is cyclical, but I mean, look at the Super Bowl. Neither of those teams could run the ball against the other's defense, but that even the threat of it, making guys step even one step in a direction, and then bootlegging your quarterback, every bit helps. There's no doubt about it. But especially in that kind of scenario where it's a quote unquote neutral field, you know, synthetic surface, you guys can cut quick, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, it favors the passing game. But the Packers don't play in that environment. And if they're going to continue to win 12, 13 games and get home playoff games, they need to or should be built as such. But as I always say, nobody listens to me. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Please hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.